Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'm in a bit of a tailspin.
All right.
If I'm being honest. Is it possible for my 1.5-year-old son to try and sabotage me?
Yeah, entirely possible. Okay. He's your child, so.
Yeah, this is why I'm worried. So my wife, her birthday is next Wednesday.
Yes.
April 9th. And for her birthday, I have been working 4 weeks on 2 things in particular that I was going to get our son to do for her birthday. Because I've organized like real presents.
Right.
But like he's at an
age.
Dad
spent money.
Yeah, Dad spent money. But here's the thing. Our son, Jack, he's at the age where he can do stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
He's become a bit of a puppet. You give him something to do,
and he'll do it.
Yeah.
And for the last couple of weeks, when he loves drawing, and we have all these different coloured papers, and we have all these textures.
I don't want to remind you that you did promise me a drawing, and I am yet to see one just materialise.
Hear me out. So this is why I think he's trying to sabotage me, because there's these 2 things that have happened lately.
Yeah.
I've been collecting, when he does his drawings, we get him up in his high chair, and he like draws, and it's just dots and stripes and all these different mishmashes of colours. If he does 2, I'll put one up on the fridge, and then I've secretly been putting the other one in a secret spot in the hallway cupboard, and I'm like, I'm going to cut some shapes out and do like a really lovely card or a lovely thing to put in a frame of like 10 of his different artworks.
Yeah.
Also, for the last few weeks, when his mum's not around, I've been trying to teach him how to sing Happy Birthday.
How's it going?
So he really is nailing the happy part.
Yeah.
Birthday is not in his vocab.
Right.
So his
It's a hard word to say.
His version of it. And he's got the tone. It's like happy, 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 hooray. Like that's his but it's like that's him singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
And he's got this big cute smile and he rocks left and right when he sings it.
Cute.
And I'm like, okay.
Surely the Wiggles have got a Happy Birthday video somewhere.
Well, they do, but they just say, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you.
Oh, they don't add the name
to Jessica or whatever. So,
Mum.
I mean more for like you. So, been practicing that. In the same day, unprompted, my son turns to his mum and goes, happy, happy, happy. And she's like, oh, my God, he's singing happy. They must be learning it at daycare. Oh, this is so cute.
And you're like, shut up.
I'm like, and he gets to the end, does the really cute, hooray, hooray. And my wife, she's like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And I was like, you've gone early. What are you doing? This is meant to be for Mum's birthday. And he's looking at me like, big smile on his face. So I'm like processing that. I'm going, all right, that's okay. Yep,
because you can't make too big a deal because then she'll know. Yeah.
So I go, all right. Well, he spoiled that part of the surprise. Obviously, he's 1.5. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just loves singing. So that's happened. It's all right. I've got the artwork. Everything's fine. I can still do the artwork. I reckon, no joke, 20 minutes later, he goes to the hallway cupboard, opens the door, picks out all of the drawings and gives them to his mum.
What do you mean?
And she goes, for me? Oh, Jack, thank you so much.
And he's looking at you like, got him. We've killed this. We are killing it.
You're a week early. What are you doing? And now all of the cute things that I'd wanted to surprise my wife with on her actual birthday.
Oh God.
They've already happened. Because she was like, I'll keep these, and she's put them up in her office where she works at home. He's already now he's singing happy birthday.
How do you explain how he just magically drew 12 drawings?
I think she's
like, our son's a genius.
I think she's like, oh, he must have done these with Dad.
Right.
But no matter what I do now, and I've been planning this 4 weeks because I was like, this is gonna be cute. No matter what I say now, my wife's going to be like, if I go, no, this is what we were planning on doing, she's like, you just didn't plan anything.
Yeah, that's
fine. I guess mum has another sad birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he sabotaged his mum's own birthday. What do I do? I literally have no idea what to do now because I've run through my 2 really cute things and Happy Birthday song has taken weeks to finally get to a point where it sounds like Happy Birthday.
Are we still at the age where it's cute to like dip his foot in paint?
Nah, man, that's a year plus ago.
Oh, God,
so.
Okay. I'm panicking.
Like, can he learn guitar in a week? That's the only addition to Happy Birthday.
You know what? He'd still pull it out a few days early and be like, look what I've been practicing.
Anyway,
Mum.
Here's Wonderwall.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday I brought you a bunch of stories of different companies doing their April Fool's Day. Every company just seems to jump on board these days.
Whether it's like a product that they normally wouldn't make, or like the Brisbane Lions, for example, they said one of their premiership players, Cam Rayner, they're like, at the end of this year, Cam's going to step away from AFL. He's going to focus his attention on the Rugby Sevens for the 2032 Olympic Games in Brisbane. And everyone was like, wow. No, not real.
We saw Baker's Delight announce they were going to be releasing a whole bunch of weird flavoured hot cross buns. Subway announced they were going to be doing a collaboration with McCain Chips.
And they were
going to be doing a Subway footlong buddy.
Oh, wow. Now, some of the things that they joke about, you go, you should do
right.
that. Right,
and this is what happened. I got done in by Arnott's.
I cannot believe.
Because
believe
it
this.
Wasn't outlandish enough. Like, it seemed realistic, and I went, ooh, yum, I'm going to go get one of those. Arnott's announced they were going to be launching Arnott's Jats Chocolate, essentially inspired by Jats Tim Tams last year. They are going, and which is a real product.
Yeah.
They were going to dip Jats individually.
One side was going to be chocolate.
One side in chocolate. And it looked too good to be true because it's not true.
When you showed me, because we went to the supermarket, and I was like, I need to go get some stuff. I need to go get like a loaf of bread and all this stuff. You're like, oh, I've seen this thing. I need to go get it. I had no idea what you were looking for.
Because me and my husband were watching TikToks last night, and we saw it come up, and I was like, these look amazing. I need these in my belly right now.
When you showed me the video, I said, I was like, Jess, are you sure that you haven't been done in here by an April Fool's? I was like, look at when it was posted. It was posted
yesterday,
just over 24 hours ago.
Yep.
And the photo of the actual biscuit, it did not look like it was manufactured by a company.
Apparently they manufactured a very small amount and sent them out to people as if it was like a real product that was coming. And I have been fooled into believing it was real.
I've seen you cry a lot for someone to work with you. But you were on the verge. You were on the verge. You were very down today when you figured out they weren't real.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I didn't handle it well. I was like, I can't believe you thought they were real.
you dumb.
What do you mean? But hey, that's the whole thing. Some of these, it's the subtlety.
See what I mean? Like, it's something they could bring out. And they might still bring it out.
If you complain loud enough, you never know.
And I will complain loudly. Yeah. You know I will. But I just wanted to know, I want to feel better about myself. So I'm 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Have you been done in by an April Fool's joke?
Yeah, and like, it doesn't have to be this year. It can be one from a long time ago. But did you see something yesterday and you thought, oh, wow, I can't believe that. Can't believe they're doing
it. And then realize it was April 1st.
Can't believe they're making a foot-long giant chip with Subway. Ah, McCain, he's done it again.
Abby in Grovedale, Tim, she's pulled off an April Fool's Day prank.
Ooh, Abby.
Abby, who did you prank?
Firstly, I'd like to say it was my mum and my aunt's idea. And we pranked my nana.
Oh,
so,
poor Nan.
But all the grandkids were in on it. So this was ages ago. This is when I was like a kid. But we told her that Smell-O-Vision had come around and, you know, technology upgrades and stuff. And so we made her, like, update the TV, like, scan the channels. And then she was, like, leaning down at her speakers because she had surround sound. So she was, like, going to the speakers, sniffing them and all that. And
Abby.
We were just, like, sitting there trying not to laugh. Like, it was just... I feel horrible now, so sorry, Nana, if you're listening, but... Yeah,
Abby, was she fully committing to the bit? Was she like, I smell roses? Like,
No, she was like, I can't smell anything. There's nothing coming out. Mine's not working.
Oh, bless.
I think if we all just have, like, you know how, like, TikTok and Instagram Reels and all that and Vine back in the day, they're all making our attention spans shorter.
Yeah.
If we can all just move on from this, I think next year we could very easily do this on the radio. Be like, K-Rock's got this new technology. You can smell it in your car.
Lean in,
smell it. And like, we'll play some fun music. And it's like, oh, yeah, you should be smelling roses now. And there will be one person going, I can smell it.
But according to you, we should do it a few days before April Fool's.
No one is expecting it. What do you think, Abby?
I mean, it's not really the premise of it, but you can try. It would be definitely unexpected.
If it worked with Nan, I think it would work with most people. Abby, appreciate that. Sorry that you, I feel sorry for your Nan. That's brutal. Get her down all fours.
Can you imagine?
Sniffing the TV.
Good Lord.
Anyway, get up, Nan. You silly goose. April Fool's.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, you know I'm a girl that loves to collect hobbies, right? I'm always picking up something new.
Yeah.
I like to try new things, and then I get really obsessed with them. I buy all the stuff, and then I forget that I have that hobby, and I start a new one.
Quite significant signs of early onset ADHD.
Yeah.
Like hypothetically, today you might not be into surfing. Tomorrow, you could watch a video online and have a surfboard that afternoon.
Surfboard, wetsuit, I'm in the ocean.
Yep.
Yep, that day.
Yeah.
That's how quickly I jump onto a hobby.
Okay.
A hobby I picked up many years ago now, probably 3-4 years ago, I started sewing lessons.
Yeah.
Right? Your wife and I did it together.
Now both of our houses have shared unused sewing machines that were significantly expensive and take up a quite large amount of storage.
Oh, yeah. They definitely take up a lot of space.
But you know how to use it, and it is handy for things.
Not only do I have the sewing machine sitting there, but I have a full tub.
Oh, yeah.
Big tub.
Fabrics, needles,
threads, all the unused patterns.
Buttons.
Yeah. You name it, I got it. Because, of course, I had to buy everything because I was like, I'm never buying clothes again.
Yeah. They call you, I believe, it might be local slang, a spotlight sucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I should own a share in Spotlight at this point because I've bought that much stuff.
All right.
And how many dresses have I made for myself in the last 2 years?
Zero.
Yeah. I have not touched my sewing machine. It's gotten to the point where my husband has said to me, so when are we getting rid of the sewing machine? And so now the pressure's on. The clock is ticking.
Oh, he's put a time limit on it.
I need to use that sewing machine in front of him.
Oh, all right. Some weird kink.
to prove that it is still in use, because he has held it over me that we have now moved house twice and I have not pulled out the sewing machine.
Right. See, I think there's a lot of people that fall in the category of their partner might do quite an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
And they are in the spot where they go, hey, I have my hobbies. My hobbies are relatively cheap. You've invested a lot of money. You're doing nothing with this.
Yeah.
What do we need? That's it.
I mean, I immediately lashed out and said, you haven't touched your golf clubs in months.
Well, to be fair, you're the one who inspired him to get golf clubs. So that's kind of on
and
you
as
well.
And he paid nothing for them. My dad gave them to you.
Okay.
So that was his counter. I need to make something so simple that it's like, okay, look at me. I've made it.
All right.
See, we definitely need to keep this sewing machine.
I'm looking at, it's funny you've actually brought this up. I'm looking at changing the fashion game, Jess.
Oh.
I feel like, so denim's very popular, right?
It is.
Is it expensive to buy the denim fabric?
I have never tried to buy denim. It's not the easiest to sew with.
All right.
Because it's quite a thick fabric.
Okay. So I was thinking, you always see people wearing denim jackets, jeans, obviously.
Yeah.
Denim t-shirts never seem to have taken off.
Ooh.
I'm in the market for someone to produce me because I can't find them online, Jess.
Okay.
A denim baggy t-shirt, like a loose fit baggy tee.
I don't know that that's going to look as good as you think it will.
Well, we won't know because it currently doesn't exist. We could be on the forefront of something incredible.
I feel
here.
Like a t-shirt would be easy to make. Am I gaslighting myself into thinking that?
If I give you a t-shirt, like the exact dimensions, but I just want it in denim, like a dark denim,
right?
Like a black grey denim.
He will kill me if I buy more fabric.
What do you got then? What do you got?
I've got some gingham.
Ooh, yep. I wouldn't mind a baggy gingham t-shirt.
I can make you a shirt.
Yeah,
you might have to wear it as pajamas.
I mean, we've spoken about it a lot. I've recently grown quite long hair.
Yeah.
Could you get me some kind of cool, like a do-rag or
bandana?
Oh, yeah,
like sew you a bandana.
To wear on
That's
my head.
That's simple.
Yeah.
Because all I need to do is edge that and then done. And I've used up a chunk of my fabric. What kind of fabric would you like?
Surprise.
Let me send you some samples.
What about you make 3 options in the different fabric? Don't buy anything more. Okay, now that I know that's filled, don't buy anything more. Make 3 bandanas for me and then we'll try them all out.
Stunning.
And we can do a video and we can show people. People can vote.
See, I need the sewing machine.
You do need it. It's for work.
It's for work.
It's a tax write-off. Sorry, it's a tax It's a...
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. It's not a tax write-off. I misspoke. It's something you can definitely...
I have still got my receipt. Maybe I could claim it as a tax write-off.
No, no, you did buy it 4 years ago. So, good luck. But, yes, is that... Is this helping your problem?
This is definitely helping. Okay. And I think, look, pressure is on, but I think I could absolutely produce some bandanas before the end of the week.
I'm going to look so fly. This is Tim and Jess. Look, if you are an adult, you have probably listened to a radio show. Whatever's been here at K-Rock over the years has been incredible people before us, and there'll be incredible people whenever we decide to leave, Jess. You'll have heard the classic, here's this thing, like, what's the superior of this thing?
Right.
Like, for example, it's like, all right, tomato sauce, fridge or pantry?
Yeah.
Come on, get on the phones. We've got the text line going up, messages online. Come on, yeah. Where does it go? And, like, that means it's a slow day.
Yes. It's so true.
Now, I have something that I want to talk about, but today's not a slow day because I got into a fight with Loggy from The Brekkie Show this morning.
Oh.
Because I got here, she had to go to a physio appointment, so we're chatting for like half an hour, and I was telling her about my failed lunch yesterday where I tried to make gravy at work and I put way too much water in.
You made soup.
I made soup. I didn't realize that Gravox tin that I bought, I assumed it was like full.
Yeah.
And it had not even a teaspoon in there. It was super sad.
It was so sad.
And all I said to her, I was like, oh, I just grabbed the pepper and I just went.
As if pepper was going to thicken it up and make it better.
Yeah, I was just like, if this meal's not going to have flavor, pepper to the rescue.
Yeah.
And Loggy was like, salt. If you want to save it, it's salt. And I was like, no, all right. No, no, no. If you are looking to spice something up,
yeah.
Literally, pepper is a spice. It's the most vanilla spice, but it's the spice.
Definitely, yeah.
Salt is for preserving meats and cheap flavor.
This is such a weird hill to die on, Tim.
Pepper is better than salt.
Oh, no, you're wrong. You can put salt on way more stuff than you can put pepper on. Salt's just more universal.
Exactly.
I'm with Loggy on this one. I think that you can save anything with just a little sprinkle of salt.
But see, I'll put salt and pepper on most things, but I'm...
No, like, I've seen the way you use pepper.
It's like when you go obnoxious. To a restaurant and they're like, oh, would you like cracked pepper with that?
Yeah.
And they go, and you go, yeah. And they go, just tell me when to stop. And they're like...
What restaurants are you going to?
Noodle box. And then they're looking at you and keep going. I haven't said stop. They're like, I'm going to have to go get another one. We've run out. But I'll... I don't know. I think I got it from Dad.
Right.
Because he's a pepper fiend, and he's big no salt, but I like a bit of salt.
I think salt's important.
I think, I can't remember the last time I didn't season a meal that I had.
There is something that annoys me about both salt and pepper, though, is people that don't take a bite of something and will just salt and pepper before they even eat it.
Oh, right.
Like, do you know how much salt and pepper you need to put on it if you haven't taken a taste first?
No, you baseline it. It starts with that.
No, see, that's so weird. You just take your food out of the oven, the microwave, and you just throw some pepper on it without willy-nilly, without even tasting it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Okay.
Bizarre behavior.
Regardless, that's not what I want to talk about. Salt v. pepper.
Yeah.
It's not a slow day. I got into a fight.
And I'm Team Loggy, Team Salt.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's better, salt or pepper? I think... Boring, basic people are going to call up and say salt's better. Sarah from Belmont. Sarah, you've been calling the show a lot lately. You've been in the process of renovating your house. How's the renos going?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm tiling today.
Hey, okay. Nice.
Honestly, Sarah, hurry up. This is taking so long. Call us when you finish,
and I'm wearing socks.
Okay, yes.
Good,
all right.
Good to know.
All right, Sarah, how do you feel? What do you think's better, salt or pepper?
I'm definitely team salt.
Yep. I agree. Definitely
what happened so. when you were growing up? What was the moment where you decided to live a boring, bland life and just rely on salt compared to pepper, Sarah?
We weren't actually allowed to have pepper on our food when we were younger.
Shouldn't it be the forbidden fruit then? You go, oh, I really need that pepper. Mother and father said I wasn't allowed to have it.
No, because then when I'd leave it, if I left the table to go to the toilet or something, my brothers and sisters would... cover my plate in pepper.
Oh, my God.
So to you, it's like I'm being pranked if someone's putting pepper on my meal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plus, Sarah, don't you just agree, like, salt, you can put on so many things and it enhances everything you put it on, whereas pepper, you can't do the same.
Yeah, you can fix any meal with salt.
All right.
Any meal.
Well,
not
okay.
pepper, though.
Both of you keep saying there's all these meals that pepper can't go on that salt can. Let's hear some examples.
Like fruits. Have you ever had like an orange? Like you slice up an orange and then you like sprinkle a bit of salt on?
Cucumber.
These are all fruits that are icky.
Can't put pepper on cucumber.
You can't.
Well, you could.
Yeah, but you don't want to.
It'd be a weird combo.
You definitely wouldn't put pepper on orange slices.
Well, like, you know how, like, sometimes people make those caramel slices and they have salt flakes on the top?
Yes.
I don't think pepper would go far. I think that'd be quite delicious.
No, I think you've just dug yourself into a deeper hole there,
I don't know
Tim,
why because... I brought up the best example. That's all right, Sarah.
Pepper caramel slice.
Well,
no,
Sarah,
thank you.
How's this? If you don't finish those Renos soon, we're going to come. We're going to start secretly peppering all your meals during your Reno, okay?
No worries.
All right, there you go. I don't know. I mean, I think
no,
I...
you've just been proven wrong. And
by
now
myself.
You need to...
That's the worst
yeah.
part.
Yep.
Oh.
Own it.
You idiot, Tim.
No more pepper for you.
Oh, no.
That's
I'm
your
not,
punishment.
No, whoa.
No, I'm hiding the pepper. I know where it is. You'll never see it again.
I'm faster. I'll get there first.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.